An Alaska Native Tribal Council and environmental groups are applauding the decision by a federal agency to inspect the permit for a planned coal mine near Palmer. The decision from the Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement comes after a federal judge ruled the mine's permit invalid last summer. KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
Last Tuesday, the Federal Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement, or OSM, told the Alaska Department of Natural Resources that it erred in extending the permit of Wishbone Hill Mine east of Palmer, which is owned by Usabelli Coal. OSM also told the state that it plans to inspect the mine's permit. This move is the latest in a battle over the validity of Wishbone Hill's permit that has lasted more than 5 years. Numerous environmental groups were involved in the lawsuit that led to last week's letter, including Cook Inlet Keeper, Castle Mountain Coalition, the Sierra Club, and others. In addition, Chickaloon Tribal Council is opposed to the development of Wishbone Hill Mine. Councilmember Lisa Wade says the council believes the mine would negatively impact the lives of people who rely on the land.
It is right across from our tribal school. It's right in the middle of a moose habitat that is really an important area to us. And also, you know, we've spent millions of dollars repairing Moose Creek from coal mining in the last era.
Lisa Wade says Chickaloon Tribal Council's concerned about stewardship of the land and maintaining traditional hunting, fishing, and gathering practices. She says those practices are about more than putting food on the table.
When I go out and we do fish camp together, you know, we're doing this in a communal way, in a very respectful way, and a very honoring way. And it's something that we believe that we're supposed to do, because if you don't actually participate in stewardship in your environment, some of those foods may no longer be available to you. And so it's intricately connected with our spirituality, our beliefs.
Chickaloon Tribal Council and the environmental organizations against Wishbone Hill have been trying to get it shut down since 2011. Last summer, U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason ruled that the mine's permit was not valid. Brooke Brisson, an attorney with Trustees for Alaska, says the permit was ruled invalid because of the time elapsed between its issuance in 1991 and the start of mining. Trustees for Alaska represented some of the plaintiffs in the case.
And the law says if you don't start mining within 3 years, your permit terminates. And Usabelli didn't begin mining until 2010, long after the permits expired.
Brooke Brisson says that if OSM determines Usabelli was conducting mining operations without a valid permit, then it could shut down Wishbone Hill. Russell Kirkham, coal regulatory program manager for DNR, explains the process that led from Judge Gleason's original decision to the letter from OSM.
Usabelli and the state asked for reconsideration from Gleason. Judge Gleason, she upheld her original decision, and then going forward, we supplied additional information, and OSM submitted their responses.
The Department of Natural Resources has until the end of the week to respond to the letter. Kirkham says DNR is considering its options, but adds that he believes OSM did not address all of the information provided by the state. Usabelli Coal maintains that it's done nothing wrong. Lorelei Simon, Vice President of External Affairs for Usabelli, says the letter from the Office of Surface Mining is one step of a longer process and that the company plans to move forward.
Right now, I would say that Usabelli Coal Mine is still committed to the further development of the Wishbone Hill Mine, and we will continue to work through the process to make sure that the permits are in place.
The timing of OSM's decision introduces unknowns into the next steps of the process. The decision was made under the administration of Barack Obama just a few days before the inauguration of President Donald Trump. Lorelei Simon believes OSM's actions were politically motivated.
The timing on this letter is not lost on us. This is yet another bomb hurled by the Obama administration in their efforts to stop coal mining across the country.
None of the parties interviewed were willing to speculate on what might change under the new administration. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.